The true purpose and intent of meditation is to develop the wisdom. Always remember, only wisdom free your mind, nothing else. So the true purpose and intent of meditation is to develop the wisdom to liberate the mind so that one is no longer deluded by the five aggregates of form and mind causing one to corrupt, cling onto it as the I and the me and the mind to condition one's suffering. Understanding this true intent and purpose of meditation is very important because meditation is not about developing the calm and tranquil mind alone. So many cultivators or meditators make that mistake. They thought meditation is to develop the peaceful mind, the tranquil and calm mind. Then sometimes they also become gullible. They thought the method and the technique and the object of meditation is meditation. No, these are only skillful means to anchor the mind, to train the mind. So whatever you do in the name of meditation, if it does not bring about wisdom for you to insight into phenomena, to awaken, that is not the meditation as taught by the Buddha. So this is a very important understanding. Then I also mentioned wisdom is more important. One only needs to understand why one's mind is not peaceful. The main reason being the five hindrances of mind. And they are there because the opposite five spiritual faculties needed to overcome them are lacking. So this one we have gone through. Huh? Without the spiritual faculty, the mental hindrance will take over. When the spiritual faculty are there, the mental hindrance will cease to be. So this is how you develop the understanding and enable you to cultivate accordingly. So when you start developing your spiritual faculty of Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya, then the mental hindrance will cease. Then you are in a meditative state all the time. And meditation becomes very easy. That's the reason why spiritual faculties are very important. And spiritual faculties are mind state that can allow you to understand spiritual teaching. That's the reason why they are so important. Then when there is no more mental hindrance or craving, the mind will be naturally peaceful and calm because it can accept the reality of the moment via wisdom. Wisdom allows one to see things as they are via the unwavering mind in upekkha or equanimity. That is the mind that does not stir anymore because it's collected and unwavering. When mind is free, liberated and no longer deluded, then you are always at peace. Then meditation via focusing, concentration, noting and looking are mostly thought-based meditation, whereas the one that is via the silent mind in awareness or sati before the knowing without thought to awaken to phenomena is awareness-based meditation or sati or mindfulness-based meditation. Only through wisdom is the mind free. This wisdom cannot be learned but only through an awakening via the direct seeing.